app, WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Special Report.
9 people lost their lives in this building last night.
Fall River, Massachusetts Fire Chief Jeffrey Bacon after flames consumed an assisted living facility that housed about 70 people. He says many were rescued, some of them carried out because they couldn't walk.
The police department, fire department, and EMS were able to enact dozens of rescues to save multiple lives in this case.
First responders had to fight their way through smoke and flames, with some residents screaming out windows, begging to be saved. The chief says it's left his entire department shaken.
I would say that for anybody that was at this scene last night, not just firefighters, police officers, EMS, to seek the help that you need to deal with the tragic situation like this. Nobody's programmed to deal with this.
Family members who showed up say police were trying to break windows to get in. The cause of the fire at Gabriel House is under investigation. CBS News Special Report. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
As Wisconsin is summer weekends being spent on the lake, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly. Another weekend of nice summer weather in Wisconsin was spoiled by smoke from Canadian wildfires. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources issued an air quality advisory across the state over the weekend, with the heaviest smoke settling in the northern region. Officials say the wildfire smoke should begin to dissipate throughout the day, but residents should be on the lookout for signs of respiratory issues like shortness of breath and fatigue. People with chronic respiratory issues should limit their time outdoors and keep medication for quick relief on hand. Months after the completion of the most expensive state Supreme Court race in American history, Judge Chris Taylor has announced record fundraising for next year's election. This week, Judge Taylor's campaign announced it has raised nearly $584,000, with nearly 4,800 contributions from all 72 Wisconsin counties during the first fundraising period of the campaign. That mark is significantly higher than the roughly $460,000 raised by Justice-elect Susan Crawford's campaign through this point last year. An Eau Claire teen has been charged following a stabbing in Lake Halley on Friday. Law enforcement authorities responded to the reported stabbing on 41st Avenue at around 7 a.m. on Friday. Their investigation found 18-year-old Orestes Corris allegedly went to the residence under the influence of an intoxicant and became involved in a physical altercation with his ex-girlfriend's new partner. The victim was stabbed during the altercation and was taken to the hospital for treatment. Corris was charged with first-degree attempted intentional homicide and substantial battery. St. Croix County is inviting residents to a nitrate screening clinic in Wilson on Tuesday. The clinic will be held at the Wilson Community Center from 1 p.m. to 5 p.m. on Tuesday, giving area residents a chance to have their drinking water tested for the potentially harmful substance. The results of the nitrate screening will be provided at the clinic after testing, and county officials will be available to answer any questions residents have about their well water. Anyone interested in attending the screening should bring about 8 ounces collected within 24 hours prior to testing. For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly.
The Bucks lose to L.A. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. NBA, the Bucks losing to the L.A. Clippers, 106-91 in summer league action. Bucks GM John Horst asked if he's had any contact with Giannis after all the roster changes they've made.
We talk to Giannis all the time. I'll go visit him after summer league. There's a reason we don't really speculate or talk about any of this stuff ever. Entirely focused on our job. Our job is to build the best team that we can, present that to him, present the vision and the plan, and go and kick ass in the next season.
Baseball, the Brewers drafting 5 new players, 3 pitchers, 2 infielders. The draft continues today. Milwaukee beat the Nationals 8-1 to complete a 3-game sweep heading into the All-Star break. But Sal Frelick, suffering a hamstring injury after sliding to catch a pop fly in foul territory.
You know, his hamstrings last week, he was feeling it a little bit and cautious and got treated for it. And then when he slid, he felt like it got worse. We recommended he come out of the game.
That's Brewers manager Pat Murphy with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Connecting audiences, powering brands. This is Civic Media. Learn more at civicmedia.us/advertise.
It is going to be sunny and warm today with a high of 88 this afternoon. Tonight, mostly clear. We're going to drop down to near 70 for a low. Tomorrow will be mostly sunny with a slight chance of late day thunderstorms and a better chance of thunderstorms tomorrow night. Our high tomorrow near 90. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 69.
This is your captain. We are going to be experiencing some slight turbulence. Please fasten your... Oh, hold on. Just got a video of my cat.
Imagine the pilot of an airplane was as confident as you are texting and driving. Seems kind of crazy when you put it like that.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
The Todd Albaugh Show.
I get why you, Senator Royce, were a no vote on this budget. I think the people that voted no on this were standing up for public education.
I think that's exactly right. We heard from people loud and clear in this budget cycle and 2 years ago, the number one priority that people asked for, whether they called, emailed, or showed up at the public hearings, they want our schools funded. Our kids deserve better schools. They have been underfunded for decades, and it is time for us to prioritize public education.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays 2 to 4 on your local civic media radio station, and on the app. Jay Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, we go beyond the cheese with the Canine Convoy based in Oconto. We're talking Dog Bus. Join us.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings 9 to 11. 93.5 The Tap.
Live across Wisconsin on Civic Media, you're listening to Mornings with Pat Kreitler, powered by Up North News. Now, from our Lake Wissota studio, here is the founding editor of Up North News, Pat Kreitler.
Good morning. It's 8:06. Nice to have you here up north on this Monday morning, July 14th, 2025. Parker Olson produces this show and is standing by in Madison Studio A2. John and Gordy joining us in a sec from Madison Studio A1. And then from her private weather cave somewhere in the middle of Wisconsin is meteorologist Brittany Merlot, who's also going to educate us this hour about EAA Air Venture. Big fan of it.
Huge fan.
To which Alicia writes on YouTube, I need to find Brittany next week. Big EAA fan. So
yes.
I've never been to it. John and Gordy, I don't believe you guys have been there from our Madison station.
No.
And Kristen, it's been a little while for you.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll figure that out.
Oh, you've been there. You've been there, though.
Yeah.
I grew up in the Fox Valley, so I've been around.
Yeah, of course.
You can't help it. Exactly. Alicia also notes that July birthdays are the best, and she's no longer talking about mine 10 days ago, but now talking about John, whose birthday is today. Happy birthday, Mr. Peterson.
Well, thank you very much. Yes. Gordy's birthday was last week, Monday.
Mm-hmm.
My wife's birthday is tomorrow, and we're going to go see the movie Superman.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
So that's her gift.
Okay. Nice. Yeah, we were just talking about that in the last segment here.
Oh, you are? Wow.
Yeah. So, Brittany, we started last hour, and I figure we started as well about the smoke because it was, again, so thick in parts of Wisconsin. Seems to have dissipated by and large, but does that play any kind of a role as we get our weather week started?
Yeah, so a little bit still sticking around, especially by those Great Lakes, far north and far east. Air quality isn't the best. It could spike a little bit this afternoon before it wants to leave. And it's all because of the high pressure system. It is taking the air way up high and sinking it down to the surface. And the winds aren't really moving too much yet. So as a front starts to move through later this week, that will all be gone and out of here. And it is going to start to get a little bit better by tomorrow. So highs today, we're going to the mid-80s statewide. All of us feeling that summer warmth, slightly sticky out there. And of course, a hazy sunshine. It will be warm and throughout tomorrow, too. Temperatures still into those upper 80s before a front starts to sag through the state. So tomorrow night, we are looking at chances of showers and storms far northwest. And of course, that is going to be working its way for the rest of us into Wednesday and potentially Thursday, too, before we dry things out for Friday. And actually, we cool down behind that as well. Overall, not looking at too crazy of a week, just a little wet in the middle of it.
Okay. We'll talk about Air Venture more in just a sec, but first let me remind folks that State Representative Ahmad Rivera-Wagner from the Green Bay area will be joining us later this hour. And Dr. Kristen Lyerly, kind enough to stick around for us. Jane Matinair is off today, but she will be busy this week along with Greg Bach and with Todd Albaugh, because it is road trip week. You can go road tripping with Matinair on Air and the Todd Albaugh Show with stops in Oshkosh, Butternut, and Hayward. You can join Jane and Todd and Greg on the road for all kinds of stories about what makes Wisconsin great. And, of course, we've given Todd a head start, given the couple of days that he spent up here at the Northern Wisconsin State Fair. I don't believe we scarred him too much. He's still willing to road trip for the rest of this week, so tune into all of that. across the Civic Media Radio Network. Also coming up later today on the programs, you've got Matt Rothschild and Angela Lang, who are guest co-hosting Matt and Air on Air today. And then later on the Todd Alba Show at 3:30, State Representative Jenna Jacobson will talk about her announcement for a state Senate seat in southwest Wisconsin. That and so much more throughout the day here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Brittany, we count on you as our ambassador because we're now in the one-week countdown to Air Venture. And for those of us who have not been, or you know, maybe don't consider ourselves big plane enthusiasts. Everybody's got the things that they like. You love it. What is it? What is it about it that you love so much?
It's risky, right? You love risk.
It's risky. Yeah. It's an adventure.
Former wing walker. Yeah, something like that.
Yes. No, I've always wanted to be a pilot. I think obviously aviation and meteorology go in hand in hand. So I've always been closely tied to that community. And just the things that you learn. Honestly, I didn't know EAA was a thing until I moved to the Fox Valley. So like Kristen Lyerly was saying, it's just when you're in that atmosphere, it's there. You're going to go, you're going to see it. But outside of that, you don't really know what it is. I had no idea. So it's basically where airplanes were, you know, in a sense created. So we have people coming from all across the world joining in tiny little Oshkosh. And I say tiny because it is small when you have all of these pilots worldwide. There's over 10,000 flights coming into Whitman Airport. It's already starting right now. So the weather is a huge thing, you know, obviously, as you have all these pilots flying in. And it's pretty cool. It's a big family because everyone in Fox Valley is volunteering. We have volunteers all over. That is how this event is ran, volunteer based. So a lot of us Wisconsinites are busting our butt in that crazy, hot, stormy weather to make this event happen. And even all around it, I mean, just so you know, heads up, fast food places or restaurants around the area are going to be sold out. They're going to be slammed. So it brings in a lot of money to our area. But overall, it is the coolest thing to me. Because I love flying. I love aerobatics. You get to meet all these pilots. You get to see the old planes, the
aerobatics. Bombers. Oh my gosh. Maybe that's what you're going to get into, right? Aerobatic part of it. All right. I knew risk. She likes risk. All right.
Yeah, I want to know why is Alicia writing in wing walker in the Navy has a completely different meaning. All right, Alicia. Apparently, we've made a bunch of people in the Navy laugh right now without any idea why. So maybe she will fill us in. Are you going to be camping next week there like you were last year?
Yes. So I will be there the entire week camping. No electricity. None of that.
What?
So it is the real grind out there for the entire week trying to make it through. And you think your phone, when that thing dies, that phone dies really, really fast.
Will you be in touch with us at all?
I will.
Well, she could always go to Osh Vegas, which is across the street.
I love that sign.
Osh Vegas.
Yes, Osh Vegas is right across the street.
Yes.
Isn't there a gift shop now? I think. I don't know. It used to be a motel.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
I'm not quite sure either.
Osh Vegas?
Yeah, it's across the street. It's like a store or a house or it's something.
I think they host a big music festival there.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
That big field behind it.
Yeah.
I think country music used to be, and now they changed it to something else. I believe it's maybe a pub, there with a bunch of campers.
Love the name. Isn't that a great name, Osh Vegas?
Vegas.
It works.
We are going to learn a lot about Oshkosh area next week. Brittany, thank you so much. Have a great day.
You too.
All right. Let's get back to John and Gordy, the birthday boys as well. John, today, especially. John, as you mentioned last week, you got yourself a little gift. You are now an EV owner.
That's right. I just love these EVs now. I got in the car and it was just so gorgeous that I just fell in love immediately. And my wife was not on that same page. She wanted to build a garage and add value to our house. I said, no, I have to get this frivolous gift for myself. So, and the only reason I had to get this is because, as you know, Trump is getting rid of the rebates for EVs. And I thought, I'm taking that $4,000 before they expire. Sure. And that's the only reason I wanted to get the EV. And I also read an article where used EVs are really inexpensive. They're least expensive out of all the used cars, gasoline included. So I found a great EV. It's a Kia EV6. It's called The Wind. I should give it a name.
The Wind.
No, it doesn't need the wind. It needs a song. Kristen, you turn on that radio, yeah. What's the first thing it plays for you?
She's like the wind.
Yeah, exactly.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah. Leaves. You got to name it Swayze.
Swayze?
Name it the Swayze.
Swayze and Swayze. Head to the store.
Yeah. I could. I have to think of a name. I don't know. I got to think of something that's
natural. You give us The Wind as a start. Of course, I'm old enough. I'd go with Mariah, but I'm sure there are other
options.
There you
go. The thing is, we're talking about it on there this morning. We were saying, geez, I finally made it into the Jetsons age.
Yes.
That's our reference point.
Yes. That is your entry. Congratulations. You're there.
This is a tech vehicle. It's called the tech package. So it's got all this technical stuff in the car. And to tell you what, you know, they have the quick guides, you know, how you like to look at the quick guide right away so you can get familiar with things very quickly. They're about 300 pages. These quick guides are not quick guides at all. No.
It sounds, I'll bet there's a bunch of lawyer talk in there too about, you know, all the disclaimers and like the terms and conditions. You have to check the box. No idea what you just checked, and yet you're there. And so that's your birthday gift to yourself of sorts, Gordy.
And the family.
The family too, I guess. Gordy, you did Art Fair on the Square, which is all around the Capitol Square. I've been to it once or twice. Just a wonderful way to have, you know, art and other crafts on display. So did you get yourself like a little statue for your house or a big 6x6 foot painting of something or
no, I didn't really make any purchases. I did win a couple of prizes at one of the local TV stations. Had a big prize wheel, and I got a little duffel bag or something with their logo all over it. I like to go just to see what's out there and all the, because they bring artists in from all over the country for this thing. It's been going on for forever in Madison, and they have the art fair on the square, and then they have the art fair off the square. They really kind of have blended the two together, but some more local stuff at the art fair off of the square, but just fantastic stuff. I mean, I just admire all the work that all these artists can do. And a lot of imagination, a lot of very cool artwork, a lot of arts and crafts stuff too, and terrific food. So it's a great day. They have it every Saturday and Sunday this time of year. And I went to it yesterday because it's a little bit less people. You know, the Saturday morning is really crowded, but I went yesterday afternoon. It was really fun and great weather for it too. So just a fun day out.
That's great.
And well, I'd go to it myself, but I've got the weirdest house. There's no place on the walls to put pictures. So
it's not just pictures, though. It's jewelry.
It's sculpture, a lot of things.
Art can mean so many different things to different
I just thought he was coming up with that's an excuse. True. Oh, look, there's nothing on the walls. There's the things just fall right off. It's a special paint that we put on the walls. It happens. So you have a birthday on Bastille Day, John. Which is interesting. I mean, have you had French themed birthday parties or anything like that?
No.
Do you spend your birthday releasing prisoners or anything? Storming the gates?
Yeah, storming the gates. I forgot all about Bastille Day. And I guess, Kristen, you brought the whole subject matter up, right?
Well, Kristen tortured somebody over Bastille Day.
Because we're near Madison, right? So when I lived in Oregon, my neighbor, Ann Weiland, shout out to Ann, it is also Ann's birthday. So we had a birthday party for Ann. And at the time, we also had an au pair from Germany who, like many Germans, has a little bit of a rivalry with the French. Themed the entire birthday party French, with French fries and French toast and all of the silly French things. And we told him that it was a Bastille Day party. And he got so upset that he left. We had to chase him out of the house and tell him that we were just kidding. So happy birthday, Anne. Happy Bastille Day to all.
I mean, you punk your German guest with a Bastille Day party. I mean, do you have a Mexican housekeeper, and then you have an ice theme party for this person next? What's next with you?
Wow. We're still friends. I texted him this morning. He said, "I still do not understand the French work culture." Happy Bastille Day.
There you go.
Hey, a local update is coming up next for some of you. Others will continue this conversation here. And when we're all back together in our next half hour, we will be talking to State Representative Ahmad Rivera Wagner about what's happening next in the legislature now that the state budget has been passed and is done. From the heart of America's up north, live from Lake Wissota, thanks for making this the place to spend part of your mornings. I'm Pat Kreitlow. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tappel Claire, Chippewa Valley's home for the Todd Allball Show.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. 5 years after the fake elector scheme to overturn the 2020 election, legal accountability is grinding along for some of the conspirators and those who wittingly or unwittingly supported them. But pardons may be in the wind, too. May 27th, a three-judge New York appellate court stripped Trump campaign attorney Kenneth Chesbro, an alleged key organizer of the swing state fake elector scheme, of his license to practice law in New York. June 16th, the alleged mastermind of the fake elector scheme, John Eastman, was recommended for disbarment in California. He can still appeal the decision. Also June 16th, a civil jury found MyPillow CEO and election denier Mike Lindell liable for $2.3 million for defaming former Dominion Voting Systems executive Eric Coomer. Dominion itself has a claim pending against Lindell, right-leaning news outlets, and several other Trump-alleged conspirators and collaborators. The Michigan Advance reported July 5th that a hearing on whether the trial of 15 of 16 Michigan fake electors should go forward has been moved to September 9th. A trial in Arizona is scheduled for January 5th, 2026, for the alleged fake electors and Trump associates, including his former chief of staff, Mark Meadows. Mother Jones reported June 4th that President Donald Trump's pardon attorney was considering pardons for the accused fake electors. We have more at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Stephanie Bloomingdale, president of the Wisconsin AFL-CIO. The Big Beautiful Bill is basically an all-out assault on working Americans.
No tax on tips. It's not as good as it sounds because a lot of tipped workers are not paying that higher level of taxes right in the first place.
As the wealthiest among us dine at the feast of all feasts, don't be fooled by the table scraps.
The award-winning Maggie Dawn Show at its new time, weekdays 4 till 6 p.m.
Every 15 seconds, someone is diagnosed with cancer. If it's happened to you or someone you love, the American Cancer Society can help at every step of the journey. Visit cancer.org today.
Join the family. Civic Media has a number of great jobs across the state. Open now at civicmedia.us/careers.
Hey, if you'd like to interact with the show, several different ways to do that. The newest one is off the Civic Media app, where you can go to one of the stations where you're listening to this program, and you can text us from that station, but you can also send us a voice note, send us a little short audio message through the Civic Media app, and we may play that back on air. And, of course, we can also have you comment on Facebook or YouTube. We are on the Up North News Facebook and YouTube pages and the Civic Media Facebook and YouTube pages as well. We're talking this morning with John and Gordy from our Civic Media station in Madison. Dr. Kristen Lyerly is with us as well from the Green Bay area. And guys, I'm sure on your show earlier this morning you were talking about, or at least thinking about, that letter that some members of Congress sent from Wisconsin to Minnesota saying, Dear Canada, we know you're on fire, but it's really kind of an inconvenience to us. great moments in diplomacy coming from
that. Yeah. What are they exactly talking about? The fact in the letter they say, with all the technology that we have at our disposal, both in preventing and fighting wildfires, you know, we have
the chainsaws. That's what they're talking about. Clear cut the forests.
It must be raking.
Yeah, yes.
Raking 3/4 of Canada just yes. So they don't have fires up there. I mean, yeah. We had Oregon, Wyoming, Washington, California, Texas. We had wildfires all over the country. Why did we not use all the technology that we have at our disposal to stop them?
It's almost as if there's something changing about the climate.
Yeah, what is that?
Can't quite put my finger on it, but... But again, I think given the source of the letters, Tom Tiffany and Glenn Grothman and the others, you know, the modern tools they're talking about involve a chainsaw and then a backhoe, and then you turn the forest into a strip mine or a strip mall, as the case may be, because you can't have a forest fire if you don't have a forest, these guys know how to use all the modern tools and how to make us look like the worst neighbors ever. Sorry, your house is burning down, but could you stop bothering us with that, please?
they have a problem with the smoke. I mean, don't they have enough problems in Canada to deal with this thing instead of listening to these congressmen make something out of nothing?
We can't do it.
We can't change the wind blowing into the U.S. It's just the way it is, you know.
No, and I love that the premier of Manitoba just, you know, fired right back at them, referred to them as ambulance chasers, and you know, explained that, you know, there are plenty of Americans who actually have a bit of compassion and even send some firefighters up to fight these things. And that's what you want, but I think when you're instead chasing headlines, and when your base is built off of the people who don't like anything not American, even Canada, and honestly, who could hate anything about Canada?
What's that about?
No matter what it is, they're going to say, we're sorry, you know, and then they'll try to do better, and they'll offer you some poutine, but... these guys, they've got a base that's like, oh, as long as it's anything but America, we'll blame Canada for this. And it's disingenuous. And
I know
it doesn't do us any good whatsoever.
My son met some people up in Canada. You know how kids nowadays, they have all these distant friends on the internet. So he went up and visited in Canada, and his big thing, he just loves Canada now because they have canned maple syrup. You know, we have jars here in this state, but they have a canned maple syrup, and he brought some cans back, and he wants to order some more cans off the internet of, you know, Canadian maple syrup. It's really good. It's that dark, dark, deep, tasty maple syrup. I love that stuff.
I learned on our recent trip to Portugal the way that you can have differences in syrup and in honey and in other things. I always just kind of thought, well, don't they all just kind of taste the same? And no, they most certainly do. Kristen shaking her head like, no, you can tell the difference between a Wisconsin maple syrup and a maple syrup from Manitoba.
Yes, you actually can.
Well, okay. It depends on what your pollinators are.
Oh,
also
yes.
The honey.
Yes.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
We're back to the pollinators.
What is that super? Aren't they making some kind of super honey now?
Honey?
Yeah. Super. Yeah. Some kind of super industrial strength honey.
Really?
And also making the.
Did you see this in the movie or something?
The hot honeys.
Oh, the hot honeys are so in.
What's that all about?
Doesn't this have something to do with like?
Oh, you do. Oh, I didn't know that.
What the bees have been pollinating?
I actually did that with, I grilled up some chicken last weekend, and I made a little hot honey mixture, a little honey and some spices, and I brushed that on. And again, if you don't overdo it, you know, again, there's hot for the sake of, you know, sweating, and then there's hot for the sake of flavor. And boy, I love the latter. If you get that right, if you get hot for the flavor of it, that is just so good. But other people, they want to do like that hot wing show, the one with the wing challenge, and all the celebrities come on and they're
hot ones.
Schwitzing like an Airedale, hot ones, and doing that. I don't know. Are any of you maybe you like the heat for the sake of heat, John Gordy?
Ghost peppers. Oh yeah, definitely. Okay. I've got a tip for everybody though. If you like egg rolls and you like sweet and sour dip for your egg rolls, use a pepper jam or jelly. Pepper jam or jelly. It's beautiful for egg rolls.
That is my wife's newest favorite thing. Is somebody gave us a thing of pepper jelly. And again, my wife is a dairy farm girl from Manitowoc County. She always jokes that milk is a spice in her world. And yet, so she likes nothing spicy. And yet she took to this pepper jelly. First, she put some cream cheese on some either a baguette or, you know, cracker or whatever, and then a little pepper jelly on top of the cream cheese, and she can't get enough of that.
Oh, that sounds great. Yeah.
So, you're not alone on this. Kristen, spices?
I love spices. The hotter the better.
Yes.
And hot honey is so popular in my house that one of my many sons actually keeps the container in his bedroom so his brothers won't steal it.
That's intense.
That sounds intense.
Are they Gen Z or?
Oh yeah, they're so Gen Z.
Yeah. I mean, some of they kind of span. There's 10,000 of these boys all over the house. There,
they're always fighting. They're like giant humans now, and they're still wrestling. I still can't put anything breakable out.
Wow,
John giant and Gordy, humans. Catch their show on our Civic Media station down in Madison weekday mornings, guys. Thank you very much, John. Happy birthday again. Enjoy.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it.
All right.
We will
talk to you. Thank you. Thanks, Pat.
Yep, we'll talk to you next week. When we come back, we will talk to Green Bay Area State Representative Ahmad Rivera about the legislature, about the state budget that just passed, and where he would like to go from here as a member of the Wisconsin legislature. That's all ahead here on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is 93.5 The Tap. Reach, engage, grow with Civic Media. Log on civicmedia.us/advertise.
For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly. Wisconsin residents will now have one less thing to worry about as they're going through airport security. Under new regulations from the Transportation Security Administration, no Wisconsin airports will require passengers to remove their shoes while they're moving through the security line. Officials say the change was made because of a pilot program that showed the Transportation Security Administration had the equipment needed to screen travelers going through security properly while allowing them to keep their shoes on. A recent United Way study found 1 in 3 Wisconsin families are struggling to afford basic expenses. According to the study, about 24% of Wisconsin households are identified as ALICE families by the organization, meaning asset limited, income constrained, and employed. The designation covers families with enough income to remain above the federal poverty line but are unable to afford basic needs like housing, childcare, and transportation. The study also found the number of ALICE families in the state has grown by about 12% since 2010. The Dunn County Highway Department is reminding area residents of a reconstruction project starting today on County Highway G. According to transportation officials, the project will see the replacement of cross culverts, the reconstruction and widening of the existing roadway, and shoulder work. The project will cover County Highway G between County Highway BB and County Highway D. The section of the highway involved in the reconstruction project will be fully closed to traffic, and community members should plan their routes accordingly. Oak Leaf Clinics officially opened up a new family medicine facility in Eau Claire this week. The organization held a ribbon-cutting ceremony at their new Claremont Avenue location on Tuesday. Officials say the new facility will have 12 physicians on staff and will also involve a partnership with Chippewa Valley Technical College's Family Medicine Residency Program. Oak Leaf Clinics officials say they had been looking to expand in the area following the HSHS closures last year, and the newly opened location has a number of healthcare job opportunities available. For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Mariska Hargitay has experienced an almost unprecedented run as an actor on the show Law & Order Special Victims Unit. And now she has a director's credit as well. She is the creative force behind a documentary about her late mother, Jane Mansfield, called My Mom Jane. The Hollywood Reporter is now saying the documentary will be eligible for the Oscars since it's been revealed that it had a short theatrical run at a North Hollywood movie theater last week. My Mom Jane is available to stream on HBO and is getting very good reviews. Sarah Jessica Parker feels she had to defend herself for not endorsing a political candidate publicly. The And Just Like That and Sex and the City star told Nicole Wallace on her podcast she didn't believe social media was the place for quick political conversations. To her credit, Parker says she's not going to go into an argument unless she is totally educated on an issue. Imagine that. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Come work with us. Civic Media has a number of great jobs across the state. Open now at civicmedia.us/careers.
It is going to be sunny and warm today with a high of 88 this afternoon. Tonight, mostly clear. We're going to drop down to near 70 for a low. Tomorrow will be mostly sunny with a slight chance of late day thunderstorms and a better chance of thunderstorms tomorrow night. Our high tomorrow near 90. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 71.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Stephanie Bloomingdale, president of the Wisconsin AFL-CIO. The Big Brutal Bill is basically an all-out assault on working Americans.
No tax on tips. It's not as good as it sounds because a lot of tipped workers are not paying that higher level of taxes right. In the first place.
As the wealthiest among us dine at the feast of all feasts, don't be fooled by the table scraps.
The award-winning Maggie Dawn Show at its new time, weekdays 4 till 6 p.m.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Todd Alba.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time. We'll be back from the Northern Wisconsin State Fair in the world headquarters of Madison, taking a look at the weekend headlines and looking ahead to our next road trip with Jane Matinere. Join us.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays 2 to 4.
Hey, you can sign up for our daily newsletter at Up North News. Head to upnorthnewswi.com. Click subscribe in the top banner. In today's newsletter, a little story about sports broadcaster Trenny Casey. You may have remembered her as Trenny Kaczmarek. She recently completed her leg of MS Run the U.S., a coast-to-coast relay where runners cover a section of the country to raise awareness and funds for those living with multiple sclerosis. Trenny had a leg that spanned 160 miles from Platteville to Wauwatosa. Basically running six marathons in 6 days. She raised tens of thousands of dollars for the cause, and you can read more about it in our newsletter. Sign up over at upnorthnewswi.com, and don't forget on the website as well, when you head over there, there's a new feature called 10 Books by Wisconsin Authors to add to your summer reading list. They include Wisconsin Milwaukee native Peter Straub, who went on to write the national bestseller Ghost Story, and much more. Look for that on the website. UpNorthNewsWI.com. Back now at 8:36, Dr. Kristen Lyerly is here, and also joining us, State Representative Ahmad Rivera-Wagner from the Green Bay area. Nice to have you here, Representative. Thank you for being here.
Thank you for having me. Go Pack, go.
That's right. There you go. Exactly. So the state budget is done, and ultimately, as it passed, you were a no vote on it. It was quite the bipartisan vote total, with Republicans and Democrats voting no, Republicans and Democrats voting yes, and everybody in those groups, you know, has their reasons. And so I wanted to hear from you what it was where, in your mind, the state budget bill fell short of your support for a vote.
Well, first and foremost, I just want to let you know I also love hot honey, and so it's one of my wonderful things. And I usually put it with bacon wrapped dates with blue cheese and goat cheese in the on top. So it's very, very good. But
get in line here, because Jenny's putting on YouTube, pepper jelly is a great stir fry alternative, true too.
Whoa.
So look at this. We are adding spice to this program. Like you never, who'd have thought, you know, that a girl from Kakana and a boy from Chippewa Falls, neither one of which is going to be mistaken for spicy, is going to be all about the spicy food and, you know, and more. I'll leave it at that.
I love it.
So it's now okay. It's time for that hot take on the budget. You see what I did there?
So one of the things I'm really excited about is that there was even a version of bipartisan compromise. I mean, many of you already know this, that over the last 15 years, we have not really seen Republicans come to the table to negotiate on anything related to the budget. We've seen a new process in which the governor puts out a budget, which I fully supported, and the JFC, the Joint Finance Committee, which is 14 members are Republicans and four are Democrats, despite legislators that are much closer in percentages, usually throws out the entire budget. And that's actually what happened this year, except the most extreme members of the Senate could not vote for any budget, and actually were contemplating not passing a budget for the first time in modern Wisconsin history. And then they were looking for Democratic votes literally at the last minute, coming down to the last hour of the budget cycle. This is the most kind of unique budget cycle that we've ever seen, probably in modern Wisconsin history. And so a lot of things were missing. And so I'm very proud that the governor, in this broken system that we have, attempted to bring some common sense to this bill. So he made a Republican bill, a budget bill, better. But it really fell short. And so I'm thankful for the governor for all the work that he did. I'm glad that there are some elements that got improved. And we saw some really good things in the budget. But here's the thing. I came to Madison not to work just within broken systems, but to fix them. And one of the most broken systems that we have is school funding. And so the compromise was that our special education funding would be at 60%. For those who may not know, that we essentially have two tiers of education where we have voucher schools and traditional public schools. Voucher schools get funded at 90% or higher for their special education expenses. Public schools are at 30%. The governor put it at 60%, which was the compromise, which should have, you know, we would love to be at 90, but it got 60. People could live with that. The Republicans responded by giving them 32%. This budget put it at 45%. And so what school districts told us, like here in Green Bay, was if we couldn't get to 60%, we'd end up at a referendum, putting that burden of funding our public schools on property tax owners in the local community versus on the budget that has the ability to cover that cost. And so it didn't pass. I mean, the budget did pass, and we are now looking for, our school system is planning on going to referendum this next fall. And so I could not support a budget that could not really cover the cost, the compromise funding for schools. And to me, schools are the centerpiece of our communities. It's where we judge how well we take care of our kids, where they meet some of the best people of their lives, where they are equipped for the next generation and the skills of the workforce. And the fact that our schools are struggling at such a level just did not seem like something I could vote for. I'm looking forward to supporting more school funding in this coming year, but it was really school funding that made the difference for me.
And when you talk about Green Bay schools going to referendum, you mean referendum again, because right. Because Republicans in the state have failed to provide adequate funding for public education for the past 15 years. And before I ask you about childcare, because I really, really care about that, I just want to lift up something that you said. For the past 15 years, Republicans in the state have refused to compromise. And that's what the people of Wisconsin want. Yes. They have refused to serve the people of Wisconsin because they have had this stance that is uncompromising. So let's talk about what that means for childcare now and for the future of childcare in this state.
Yeah, and so there were several things that I think I would have loved to see more investment in. Childcare was one of them. This budget didn't actually have any specific allocations for housing, as we know that there's a housing crisis here in Green Bay. And it ultimately, because of Republicans, failed to expand Badger Care, which we know would actually bring about $1.7 billion to the state of Wisconsin. But specifically childcare, and the governor has made a great effort to really make sure that we had some childcare funding in this project. And so there is funding, millions of dollars of funding for childcare that the governor was able to add into this, the really exciting childcare towns program that was a pandemic era program that sent direct funding to childcare providers that allowed them to hire folks, pay people better, and keep their prices low and accessible to working families. The governor had been a champion for that work. Republicans didn't like the name Child Care Counts and didn't like the program. So the compromise was to create a whole new program that works just like Child Care Counts so that Republicans could have a win. And so the upside is that we have child care funding in the state budget. The downside is that funding literally goes away after the first year. And again, I think that we have to remember that it's not really a compromise. It was that Republicans wanted something. They needed five Democratic votes, and they gave us the bare minimum to get those five votes in the Senate, and they did get some more in the Assembly. And I think that is not a great process. Like, what to me, what I hear when I talk to people in this community, Republican or Democrat, liberal or conservative, is that they want government to work. They want government to be a force for good. And there's a lot of incredible things that happen here in Wisconsin. We're the birthplace of many civil rights, of Social Security, of environmentalism. We know that we want to take care of each other. And so they expect a budget that does that work. And for me, I'm really proud of the governor for even getting an improved budget. But the truth of the matter is there's too many things that were left on the table. Childcare is one of them. We would have loved to see some further extensions. And these are majoritarian policies. These are not far right, far left. Everybody wants a basic childcare program. People want housing and building more housing. They want something taken care of the environment, and they want their healthcare to be more accessible. And they want us to take funding from the federal government so that it's less of a burden on local taxpayers. And unfortunately, we could not get there with this budget, but this is the first budget that we've ever seen Republicans have come to the table. Unfortunately, it was, they came to the table the last 24 hours and expected to make miracles. And so I'm happy we got further than we were at, but there's still a lot that folks need in this moment.
First steps, bipartisan wise, but baby steps, baby steps. So where do we go from here? The budget bill is done. We're talking to State Representative Ahmaud Rivera-Wagner from Green Bay, Dr. Kristen Lierley here as well. And so there are things that did not make the state budget bill that perhaps could come up as separate legislation. But again, it would need bipartisan support to move forward. There are other bills that may not pass at all. They've been brought up year after year after year. And yet, as a statement, you have to bring them up to show people what you're willing to fight for. I think about the predecessor in that seat, made a big deal about healthy meals for all and school meals. You have taken that baton and you are running with it.
Absolutely. So just for folks who may not know, former Representative Christina Shelton, now Christina Sandar, led the effort to create a program called Healthy Meals for All, which is basically says that every kid that goes to a school, a public school, gets a lunch and a breakfast, no means testing, everyone gets fed. We know that a hungry kid cannot learn. And so taking that concern off the table and allowing kids to have meals without accruing debt, something that we still do in the 21st century, is that we make children and families actually accrue debt for meals at schools. This bill would eliminate that process and no means testing, and we'd actually save money. It costs the state and local municipalities money to actually implement a program that tries to regulate who gets and who pays for school funding, school food. And Minnesota has already done this. Many states have already done this, and it's an exciting program that's common sense. It actually saves taxpayer money, and we see the improvement in kids' lives and learning outcomes and social outcomes. And so I'm really excited to be a champion for this. A lot of my other Democratic colleagues have signed onto this bill. We are hoping to get this passed. It was in the governor's budget, but it was stripped out by the Joint Finance Committee. But we are reintroducing that bill, hoping to get that support. And when I actually talk to my Republican colleagues, and there's a lot of support. But we all know the difference between private conversations and the politics of the Assembly and the Senate. And so my hope is that common sense bill can see the light of day because it has broad support and it actually saves us money. And so I just think feeding kids is something that's very simple. And I'm always grateful that the governor put this in his budget and made it a priority. Unfortunately, it did not survive the so-called compromise.
Which leads me to again say, how is this still a thing? How are we still having this discussion about school lunch debt and not feeding all the kids in school? We don't charge bus fare on the school bus. Why are we doing the same at the cafeteria? And yet we are. And State Representative Ahmaud Rivera-Wagner is one of the people fighting for healthy meals for all. And there's still much more work to do in this legislative session. There is crypto regulation. There's the whole notion of, yeah, you know, not letting billionaires bribe voters as we come into elections. There are things to be done, and in the midst of all that, we're still waiting for the governor to decide if he's going to run for a third term or not. I would guess you're probably looking at your phone every so often, going, "Any news yet? Any news yet?" Because I mean, there's a lot that hinges on that. So we'll continue this conversation for some of you with Representative Ahmaud Rivera-Wagner. Others will have a local break that's coming up in just a bit as well. And a reminder that you can get our newsletter at upnorthnewswi.com. First, a quick check of sports. The Brewers have their best record ever at the All-Star break with 56 wins. Heading into the break, they will resume action in Los Angeles against the Dodgers coming up on Friday. Still one game behind the Cubs for the National League Central Division, but quite a sprint coming when the All-Star break is past us. This is the Civic Media Radio Network. I'm Pat Kreitlow from Up North News. Follow us at upnorthnewswi.com.
As Wisconsin is hitting the road on your Harley, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Facing addiction? The Wisconsin Addiction Recovery Helpline offers free confidential support 24/7. Call 211, text your zip code to 898-211, or chat at 211wisconsin.org. Help is waiting. Sponsored by United Way of Wisconsin.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. In a chaotic and somewhat discombobulating end to the process, Wisconsin lawmakers passed a state budget and Governor Tony Evers signed it into law at about 1:30 a.m. on July 3rd. What made this budget different from the others signed in this era of divided government is that Democratic votes were needed to pass the budget in the state Senate. Part of the reason that was made possible is because of new, fairer maps. Last November, Senate Democrats flipped four seats, shrinking the Republican majority to just an 18-15 margin. Now, candidates are already lining up to take this the rest of the way and flip the chamber. Democrat Jenna Jacobson, who currently serves in the Assembly, is now running for Senate, challenging Republican Howard Markline in the 17th District. If Democrats can flip that district and one more seat, they could control the state Senate for the first time in more than 15 years. That would be a big deal for state politics in Wisconsin.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Stephanie Bloomingdale, president of the Wisconsin AFL-CIO. The Big Brutal Bill is basically an all-out assault on working Americans.
No tax on tips. It's not as good as it sounds because a lot of tipped workers are not paying that higher level of taxes right in the first place.
As the wealthiest among us dine at the feast of all feasts, don't be fooled by the table scraps.
The award-winning Maggie Dawn Show at its new time, weekdays 4 till 6 p.m.
For 75 years, the Muscular Dystrophy Association's voices have thundered through the halls of Congress.
For 75 years, we've willed the impossible into existence.
For 75 years, the MDA community has pushed the science,
shifted the narrative,
and established the field of neuromuscular medicine.
And until that day when this is all a thing of the past,
you couldn't stop us if you tried.
Join us and celebrate 75 years of breakthroughs at MDA75.org.
The Todd Albaugh Show.
I get why you, Senator Royce, were a no vote on this budget. I think the people that voted no on this were standing up for public education.
I think that's exactly right. We heard from people loud and clear in this budget cycle and 2 years ago, the number one priority that people asked for, whether they called, emailed, or showed up at the public hearings, they want our schools funded. Our kids deserve better schools. They have been underfunded for decades, and it is time for us to prioritize public education.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays 2 to 4 on your local Civic Media radio station, and on the app.
The Elder Care Locator is here to help you live your best life as you age at home. Our call center advisors are ready to connect you with trustworthy local experts. Help is just a phone call away at 1-800-677-1116.
As Wisconsin is cheering on the Brew Crew, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
We have got a busy program for you tomorrow here as well. Green Bay area State Senator Jamie Wall will be here, as will Hans Breitenmoser, dairy farmer from Lincoln County. Dan Hagen from WJFW Newswatch 12 up in Rhinelander will be along. We'll talk to Chad Holmes from 98.9 WXCO, back from his trip to Las Vegas playing some poker. And, of course, Dan Schaefer from the Recombobulation Area. We'll talk about Wisconsin political news. All that tomorrow here across the Civic Media Radio Network on these mornings, powered by Up North News. We've got Dr. Kristen Lyerly with us for this morning and Green Bay Area State Representative Ahmad Rivera-Wagner. And as we start to wrap up today's visit, Kristen, you wanted to make sure. Well, fine, we talked about the budget. Budget's behind us. Let's get back to the representative and the good trouble you two have been causing in and around the Fox Valley.
It's true. I mean, Ahmad and I go way back because he is the former chief of staff here for Mayor Eric Genrich, and he is Mr. Green Bay. So, Ahmad, tell us about your, this is the first Pat Kreitlow show in Green Bay. Tell us about your love for this wonderful city that we both love.
Well, one, it's an absolute joy to be on the show. And obviously, anytime that Dr. Kristen Lyerly is around, I'm excited. I came to Green Bay because I fell in love with the son of dairy farmers. We literally met over discussing Green Bay Packers and beer. And this was before some of our all-star quarterbacks were problematic at the time. And so we fell in love over that. What was supposed to be a date that lasted an hour, lasted 3 hours, and we were supposed to meet the next weekend. We met the next day. And then 3 years later, after meeting every single day after our first date, he proposed to me. And we ended up here in Green Bay. His family still owns a dairy farm in Cross Plains, a bit right outside of Madison. And so I had the distinct pleasure of coming to the city. The mayor was just recently elected, introduced myself. Next thing you know, I'm working for him and becoming his chief of staff. And that's doing incredible things in this community. I think Green Bay is very special. I usually lead with, not only do I represent Green Bay is the number one place to live in the country, according to US News and World Report. And so it's not just that I know that we're special, it's that people can see it when they come here. There's something about the way that we take care of each other, support one another. It's one of the places that truly feels like home. And that's why I so fiercely believe that we need to protect it, protect its institutions, protect its people, protect our values, because there's nothing more beautiful than a community that wants to take care of each other and take care of the next generation. And so Kristen is one of the many people like this who just embody the spirit in Green Bay. And on top of that, we have an amazing sports team. So imagine having all of that from a incredible NFL team to a wildlife sanctuary to one of the oldest amusement parks run by a city in the United States, all the way to mixed income neighborhoods that are more affordable than most places in the country. Really, Green Bay has it all. So I know I'm a bit biased, but it's true.
No, I, as somebody who knows a thing or two about marrying into dairy farm families, I'm completely with you on there. And one of your recent and more successful activities, the two of you, was the local protest when Elon Musk appeared to be trying to buy his way into elections here in Wisconsin. And so it's really no surprise, Representative, that one of the issues that's near and dear to your heart is what I refer to as billionaire bribery and making sure that we toughen up the rules about how the very, very wealthy can have outsized advantages in Wisconsin elections.
Right. And just a quick recap, what happened, what we saw in the Supreme Court race here in Green Bay and across Wisconsin, is that Elon Musk decided to get himself involved. And one of the ways he decided to get himself involved was to literally pay people $100 to sign petitions about the election, as well as create a $1 million lottery if you had voted. Now, after he realized that that was illegal, he said, if you were interested in the Supreme Court race, but he kept on offering $100 per signature for everyday people to vote in our Supreme Court election. This is illegal generally, but according to some, there was a loophole that said, because it was a petition and not a direct request for voting, that somehow that was not illegal. For every common sense person, we know that we do not want billionaires of any political persuasion feeling like they can buy an election or buy a Supreme Court seat. So the first thing we did is when he came to Green Bay, we let him know how we felt about this, which is we brought 1,000 people in the rain, very thankful to the help of SEIU and Dr. Kristen Lyerly, who helped us bring 1,000 local people to the KI Center to let him know that we were not going to let billionaires buy our election. And the next week, I introduced a bill with Rep. Sondergrass that would make it illegal for you to offer any amount of money to sign a petition that's election related. So that's any kind of petition, especially during the election cycle. And so I'm very excited about the bill. I have yet to get a Republican co-sponsor, but this is a common sense bill that everyone agrees with, but yet we haven't figured out how to pass it yet.
All right. And then we'll wrap things up with a question that you don't have to answer yet, but Tony asks on YouTube. Is Ahmad considering a run if Governor Evers doesn't run again? So apparently you're making a good impression already on folks.
That's kind of them to say. I think the governor would do a great job, and he's done a great job as governor the last two terms.
Yes. And besides, we are already putting, if the governor decides not to run again, we pretty much have the bandwagon. We just have to hitch, you know, the horse to Dr. Lyerly's wagon, and she'll be ready to take off at that point.
We don't want to lose Ahmad in Green Bay. We need him here.
See, yes, I love him. See? All these moving pieces that we're going to be tracking as we go along. And later on a future visit, I want to get more into crypto regulation. Lord knows that's needed. And by the time you're here next, we will know a bit more about the race for governor. And I had the opportunity to interview Washington County Executive Josh Shoman at the Northern Wisconsin State Fair back on Friday. I'm going to talk about that on the show tomorrow. But there will be much to talk about. This is only the start of our to-do list, Representative. So thank you for taking part in it for us on this first show today.
Pat and Dr. Lyerly, thank you so much for having me. It was a lot of fun.
Oh, thank you so much. And Dr. Lyerly, thank you for sticking around as well for, you know, again, it's our 600th morning show, but the first one in the Fox Valley. And so thank you so much for being part of show number one and 600.
I'm so excited that we're finally in Green Bay and the Fox Valley. Woohoo!
It's good to have you all here. Thank you again. Have a great day, all of you. And again, tomorrow we'll have Green Bay Area State Senator Jamie Wall coming up next on Matt and Air on Air. Both Matt Rothschild and Angela Lang will be guest co-hosting. Up North News is part of Courier, a pro-democracy news network. I'm Pat Kreitlow. Have a great Monday. See you tomorrow morning here up north.
You are listening to 93.5 The Tap, WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. Officials in Massachusetts say 9 people were killed, 30 injured in a fire at an assisted living facility in Fall River. Fire Chief Jeffrey Bacon.
This isn't what we're designed to do here, right? We're here to save lives, and any time that any life is lost, a single life is lost, is a tragedy in our mind.
Extreme heat and dry weather fueling fires that are burning out of control in 11 western states, one of them in the most visited national park. CBS's Ian Lee.
Fueled at times by 60-mile-per-hour winds, the fire has grown more than 40,000 acres at the north rim of the Grand Canyon.
President Trump's expected to announce new Patriot missile shipments for Ukraine today. CBS's Weijia Jiang.
They are one of the few defense weapons capable of intercepting ballistic missiles. The president says European allies will pay for and distribute the weapons.
CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.